To CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. I-70 is closed in both directions between Silverthorne and just east of the Eisenhower Tunnel because of multiple crashes, including one involving a semi-truck. Snow fell overnight in the mountains and continues today. Governor Polis is again pleading with Coloradans to limit interactions as COVID cases surge. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Polis took a moment to acknowledge the more than 2,000 people who've died from the virus in Colorado. And then he said, let's stop the bloodshed.
All that's being asked of you is to cancel your social plans with people outside your household the next few weeks. You can do that. You can do that.
More than 1,000 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 in Colorado, and if trends don't change, hospitals could exceed ICU capacity within weeks. Polis extended the statewide mask mandate, but he did not issue a stay-at-home order. He did highlight some of the measures taken by counties, including curfews. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Ouray County is adopting tighter coronavirus restrictions that take effect at this hour. The state health department is ordering the changes, including capping indoor seating events at 100 and sporting events at 25. Most indoor dining is restricted to 50 or less. And the Air Force Academy versus Wyoming football game is canceled for Saturday due to rising COVID cases at the academy. 28 in Denver, 37 in Colorado Springs. More snow for the metro area tonight.